This morning, we'll take a look at John chapter 1, verse 14 through 18.
今天早上我们一起去看约翰福音一章十四至十八节。
And the sermon is entitled, You Should Always Consider Jesus.
我们的讲题是只有耶稣。
And so I'll have Spencer to go ahead and read our scripture passage, John chapter 1, verses 14 through 18.
现在我们一起读约翰福音一章十四至十八节。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他作见证，喊着说：这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
May the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿神祝福他的话语宣读同埋传讲。
Have you ever been stumped with the question why? Why should I consider Jesus?
有冇试过被问一个问题，就系话点解呢？点解我要思想耶稣呢
？Or why should I go to church? Or why should I believe in God?
为什么我要回教会？为什么我要相信神呢？
Sometimes when we're asked that question, we are lost for an answer.
我们被人问到这样的时候，有时都会哑口无言。
Brothers and sisters, you should always consider Jesus, and we should be encouraging others to consider Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该要常常思想耶稣，并且去鼓励大家去思想耶稣。
Perhaps the emphasis should be in our prayers. May our friends consider Christ. May our aunts or uncles believe in Jesus. May our co-workers or neighbors believe or consider Jesus Christ.
或者个重点应该系祷告方面，愿我嘅朋友去思想耶稣，愿我嘅 auntie uncle 去相信基督，让我嘅同事、我嘅邻居都系相信或者系去思考耶稣基督。
And not simply being permeated in our prayers.But there are God-given moments where we may say to another, "Please consider Jesus."
唔系净系单单喺我哋祷告嘅时候，并且可能神俾你一个时机去对嗰个人讲，请你去思考耶稣。
And if you think about it, people are one breath away from eternal condemnation, and that is why we need to continue that people should always consider Jesus.
如果细心谂，每个人同埋永远嘅定罪只系差一口气嘅距离，所以我哋应该要常常鼓励人去思考耶稣。
As we look in the Gospel of John, scriptural text beckons us to consider Jesus.
约翰福音系我哋今日读嘅经文，就系吸引我哋去思考耶稣。
In this given passage, there are compelling reasons for what we should consider.And believe in Christ.
这段经文很有力的理由去为到去讲到为什么我们要思考耶稣，去相信基督。
Now we know that the Gospel of John is a narrative, and before that narrative begins, it starts off with, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God."
这个约翰福音是叙事文，但是我们知道一开始的时候，他就讲到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
It introduces us that Jesus is God in the flesh.
他介绍耶稣就是神成了肉身。
And unlike the other synoptic gospels, which opens with genealogy, a salutation, or even a story, the Gospel of John gives us this defining theological truth.
不像其他那些对观福音那样，约翰一福音一开始不是家谱问候或者直接的叙事，而是有神学上面的真理和定义作开始。
And this truth that Jesus is God in the flesh is essential in Christianity.
这个耶稣是神成了肉身，是基督教入面最中心的思想。
To believe this truth, it is absolutely necessary in our divine transformation.
是要相信这一点，才能够有这个属灵上面的转化。
And so fast forward in verse 14, it continues. It says, the word became flesh.
第十四节就是讲到道成了肉身。
And once again, it reminds us this is very central to the basic doctrine of the Christian faith.
提醒到我们，这个是基督教信仰很基要的一个教义。
Jesus is God in the flesh. He is the creator of the universe who became part of the creation.
耶稣是神成了肉身，他是创造宇宙的那一位，但是他却成为了他创造的一部分。
He is holy. He is pure. He's an eternal being who became man.
他是圣洁的、纯洁的、是永恒的一个个体，是成为了人。
And so John is saying Jesus is God in human flesh.
约翰就讲到耶稣是神成了肉身。
This is what should be considered among all.
这个是所有人都要思考的。
This is what should be stated among all.
这个是所有人都要传讲的。
This should be known among all.
这个是所有人都要知道的。
This is what we should absolutely believe, that Jesus is God for someone, anyone to escape the clutches of hell and enter the rest in heaven.
这个是每一个人，任何人要逃离地狱的魔爪，进入天堂的安息，所有人都要这样去相信，需要知道。
And so, let me ask you this morning, do you believe that Jesus is God?
今天早上问一个问题，你相信耶稣是神吗？
Do you trust that he is mighty to save, mighty to save you?
你相信他没有大能去拯救世人，去拯救你吗？
Let us remember, at the cross,when Jesus breathed his last breath, the Roman centurion, taking it all in, blurted out, truly, this man is the Son of God.
让我们记起在十架上面耶稣最后一口气的时候，罗马的百夫长看了这一切的事情，就冲口而出地说，这人真是神的儿子。
So in verse 14 it continues and it says, we saw his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father,full of grace and truth.
第十四节入边继续讲，正是父得独生子的荣光，充充满满地有恩典有真理。
And we should know that in the following passages, the verses, the chapters, John unfolds the glory of God, the eternal word, and the narrative of the life of Jesus Christ.
而之后嘅经文、之后嘅经节、章节就讲到系展现出神嘅荣光，就系耶稣喺地上面嘅一生。
So as we read the scripture, as we reflect upon the glory of Christ, someday, for those who believe in him, we shall see his fullness of his glory. Faith becomes sight.
当我们阅读，当我们去回想起基督的事情的时候，对于所有相信他的人来讲，我们是有一天会见到他完全的荣耀，就是所信之事成为所见之事。
1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says, Beloved,Now that we are children of God, and he has not appeared as yet what will be, we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，我们将来怎样还没有显明出来，但我们知道他显现的时候，我们将要像他，因为我们要看见他实在是怎样的。
Although we await that moment, right now, Scripture is pointing us to Christ.
我们等候着那一刻来临的时候，现在这个经文就指向基督。
That as we believe, as we soak in Scripture, we will continue to be transformed.
我们当我们相信的时候，我们浸淫在这个经文的时候，我们就不断地被改变。
We will be transformed more in his image, more in his character, and it is our hope that we will see more of his glory in our life.
我们变得更像耶稣基督，更有他的品格，而亦都是见到他更多的荣耀。
We should always consider Jesus.
我们应该常常思考耶稣。
Let me give you some more compelling reasons why we should consider Jesus. We should consider Jesus because he is above all.
另外还有其他的原因，是有力的原因，让我们要继续思考耶稣，就是耶稣是高过万有。
From both the mouth and the pen of John, he is saying, he is making it very clear that he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.
约翰的笔和口讲笔写，就是说他在我以后来，却在我前面，因为他本来就在我之前。
Remember, John was not the light, but he came to bear witness of the true light.
约翰他不是个光，而是他是为真光作见证。
So what does it mean? He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.
咁嗰句，他在我以后来，却在我前面，因为他本来就在我之前，系咩意思呢？
Think for a second, and let's think in terms of the Gospel of Luke, who chronologically mentioned that John was actually 6 months older than Jesus.
我哋去停一停，谂一谂，我哋睇路加福音嘅时候，系睇到按时间顺序嘅记录，系耶稣其实系六约翰系其实六个月大过耶稣。
In addition, we know that John the Baptist started his public ministry prior to Jesus' ministry.
而施洗约翰嘅公开嘅事工系早过耶稣嘅事工开始。
So what is significant of this part of the scripture verse?
咁喺呢一段系有咩意义呢？
John is dispelling the common cultural view, whether siblings, whether relatives, whether anybody, older gets more honor than the younger.
约翰是抗拒一个普及的文化观念，就是无论是兄弟姊妹或者是亲戚或者任何人，年长那个应该比年幼那个多受尊崇。
What John is saying, what the point of the passage is it gives the radical notion that Jesus is greater than John. Greater than anybody because he is ranked because of who he is.
约翰系讲到佢有一个激进嘅彻底嘅概念，就系话耶稣系超过高过一切嘅人，高过约翰，佢有崇高嘅地位。
Now, beginning in the book of Genesis, we all know how important the ranking is among family.
我哋喺创世纪嗰度见到嗰个次序，其实系喺家庭入边好紧要。
And we remember even how not just competitive it gets, but even how sinful it gets.
不单只是长幼的次序，而且是变得越来越有这个罪在里面。
Remember Jacob and Esau, one tricking the other for the birthright blessings.
而记得雅各和以扫之间，一个是骗了另外一个长子的祝福。
We're also familiar in the book of Genesis about Joseph and his older brothers who had issues with his particular dream.
我哋亦都好熟悉喺创世纪入边，约瑟系同埋佢嗰啲嘅哥哥们，佢哋有关于约瑟发梦嘅事情。
And every one of us who have siblings, sometimes we struggle with it too.
而我哋大家系有兄弟姊妹嘅，咁我哋亦都系会有挣扎，系咪？
We struggle with one who's older or one who is younger.
我哋系大个啲嗰个同年幼啲嗰个之间有挣扎，系咪？
But hear what John is stating here in respect to even though he is older, Jesus is above him. He is above all.
而施洗约翰呢度讲到，虽然佢系比耶稣系年长，但系耶稣系超过一切，高过一切。
The second thing that we need to point out here in verse 15, he says he was before me.
第十五节嗰度亦都提到，他本来就在我之前。
And wait a second, didn't you say that John just said that he was, that Jesus was after him?
等一等，约翰刚才不是讲到耶稣是在他之后的吗？
What John is noting in this particular phrase is that Jesus' pre-existence and his pre-eminence.
约翰在这里是确认了耶稣的首先存在，他的与众不同。
He who comes after me has surpassed because he is greater than I.
在我以后来的已经超越我，因为他比我大。
In other gospel accounts, we know that John the Baptist is very consistent because remember his words, I am unworthy to untie his sandals.
在第二个福音书里面的记载，施洗约翰也都讲到，我替他解鞋带也不配。
And so that statement reflects the superiority of Christ.
这句也都是反映出这个看法，就是耶稣是有超然的地位。
And so when he says that he is unworthy to untie the sandal strap, he's not only saying that Jesus is the Messiah, but he is saying that he is not worthy even to be a servant of the Messiah.
当施洗约翰讲到他连替他解鞋带也不配的时候，他不单只是讲到耶稣是弥赛亚，而且是讲到施洗约翰是不配去做弥赛亚的仆人。
What John is saying is that he ranks so far above him that he is nothing in comparison to Christ.
施洗约翰讲到耶稣是的排名是高过自己很多很多，是自己是相对来讲是一毛不值。
And it is clear that the fact that if it's a strap, if he can't even untie his strap, he is the least in terms of coming to service before him.
约翰是讲到去帮耶稣解鞋带，这样是他不配去为耶稣解鞋带，这样是最微小可以服侍耶稣的事。
What John had in mind that he always considered Christ, and he considered Christ above all.
约翰是思想到耶稣，而且他是知道耶稣是超乎高过万有。
Above all powers, above all authority, above all any created being.
高过所有权势，高过所有权柄，高过所有被造之物。
Do we think that truth, and is it reflected in our lives?
我哋系咪相信呢一个嘅真理？我哋系咪活出呢一个嘅真理呢？
We should always consider Jesus because he is above all.
我哋要常常思考耶稣，因为佢系高过万有。
My second point is that we should always consider Jesus because of his, he is abounding in grace towards us.
第二点是我们要常常思考耶稣，因为他是充充满满地有怜悯。
Previously stated in our scripture verse, it says, describes Jesus as full of grace and full of truth.
之前讲到耶稣是满有恩典，满有真理。
In verse 17, for his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
在第十七节就提到，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
The fullness is the infinite fullness, the very fullness of God in Christ Jesus.
丰盛就是无限的丰盛，是神在基督耶稣里的圆满。
Remember in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. When we trust Jesus, the fullness is always there, never diminishing for a second, never delayed, never discontinued.
哥罗西书二章九节是讲到，因为神本性的一切丰盛圆满，都有形有体地住在基督里面，所以当我们去信靠耶稣的时候，他的丰满，他的完全是永远都在那里，不会减退，不会延迟，不会中断。
And so, we should be aware that all who believe in Christ,All who received in Christ receive all the abundant supply for our souls.
因此，我哋注意所有信耶稣基督嘅人，所有接受基督嘅人喺基督里边，我哋都有耶稣基督丰富嘅对我哋嘅灵嘅供应。
We have Christ's fullness. We also have His grace.
我哋有耶稣基督嘅丰富，亦都有佢嘅恩典。
Scripture tells us we have everything necessary to live a godly life, even in the most stressful.Even the most challenging circumstances.
经文告诉我们，我们是有我们所需用的去活出一个圣洁的生命，纵使是面对极大的压力和挑战底下。
We have everything necessary to live a fruitful life, and it's all because of Christ.
全因为耶稣基督，我们是有所有我们所需用的去活出一个结果子的生命。
We have everything to live the abundant life, and it's all because of Christ.
我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们已经有了我们所需用的是活出一个丰盛的生命。
We have everything necessary for eternal life, and it's all because of Christ.
我们有所有所需用的是活出一个永生，是全因为耶稣基督。
This is the grace of Christ.
这个是基督的恩典。
We should always consider Christ because he's abounding in grace towards us.
因为耶稣基督我们要常常去思考耶稣基督，因为他是满有恩典怜悯。
We should always consider Christ, not only because he's above all, not only does he provide abundant grace, but that all who believe that he is greater than Moses and the law.
我们 要常常思考耶稣，不单止因为他超乎万有，他是有丰富的恩典，而且他是超过摩西和律法。
And so the third point is that he is greater than Moses and the law.
他是超过高过摩西和律法。
The word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
In verse 18, no one has seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he himself has made him known.
在第十八节那里是讲到，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And so, we should always consider Christ because he is God's clearest manifestation to us.
而我们也要常常去思考耶稣，因为他是神自己最清晰的展现。
He is the incarnate Christ.
他是道成肉身的基督。
He is the incarnate Christ that defines God.
他是道成肉身的基督去界定神。
Jesus is the clearest manifestation to us.
耶稣基督是对我们来讲最清楚的展现神。
It says in the passage, no one has seen God at any time.
经文讲到从来没有人看见神。
Not fully, not at any time. God is invisible. He has no form.
他没有很清楚地看见神，他是无形无相。
But notice the phrase that says that God is, the phrase who is at the Father's side.
而我们要注意到有段的文字是讲到是在父的侧边。
It is another way of saying who is in the bosom of the Father.
而另一个讲法就是在父的怀中。
The phrase bosom means it is a fold or crease in the immaterial.
怀中这个字是讲到一个的接位，一个接痕。
It's like taking a cloth or a napkin or a paper and folding it over and over again to be a very tight bundle.
好似将一个嘅纸毛巾，或者系将一个嘅纸一路一路接落去嘅时候，就有一个嘅地方系好紧密嘅一个收藏接叠嘅地方。
And so the idea here is that the incarnate one is tucked intimately to the very presence of God.
而这个就是讲到道成肉身的耶稣，就是很正正就是在神的同在里面，是很紧密地收藏在父怀中。
It is the Father God who has made him known.
是父神是将他展现出来。
In verse 17 it says, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
十七节讲到律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
So in other words, Jesus is greater than Moses and the law because he fulfills the law. He is greater than law because he embodies the grace and truth.
而呢度亦都讲到系耶稣基督系高过摩西同埋律法，因为耶稣本身就系成全咗呢个律法。
We should always consider Christ because he is greater than Moses, greater than the law. We should always consider Christ because he is the clearest.Manifestation of God.
我哋要常常思考耶稣，因为耶稣系高过摩西同埋律法，而佢亦都系神最清晰嘅展现。
And so the fourth point is that he is the clearest manifestation of God.
而第四点就系耶稣基督就系最清晰嘅展现神。
It's interesting to note, and as we come to the end, no one has seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side.He, that is God, has made him known.
而呢度讲到耶稣基督喺父嘅侧边，喺父嘅怀中，系父神自己系将耶稣基督展现出嚟。
You know, at this point of the gospel, this is the first time that John has used the name of Jesus.
喺呢一点就系约翰福音入边头一次，约翰系用咗耶稣呢个字去形容佢。
In the Gospel of John, John uses Jesus, the name of Jesus, 237 times.
在约翰福音里面，约翰用了耶稣这个字237次。
It is more than any other Gospel accounts, more than a quarter of all New Testament uses.
是多过其他的福音书，也都是多过这个新约的四分一。
He also uses the word Christ more often than any other Gospel.
他亦都是用基督这个字多过其他的福音书。
And then he also uses Jesus Christ together one other time, and that is in John chapter 17, verse 3.
而他另外有一次是用耶稣基督这样一起，是在17章三节那里。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
这个就是永生，就是他们认识你。独一的真神耶稣基督是你所差派的。
So let's get to the last point, and that God has made him known.
而最后一点就是神是就是耶稣基督是表明耶稣出来。
God has made him known that we may know God.
神是将耶稣表明出来，以致到我们能够认识神。
That we may know Christ.
我们能够认识基督。
Whom he has sent.
就是他所差派的那位。
John is making it very clear that we should always consider Jesus.
约翰是很清楚地讲到我们是必须要常常思考耶稣。
Not only is he above all, not only is he is God incarnate and abounding in grace, greater than Moses, but he is God's clearest revelation to us.
祂是高过万有， 是神道成肉身，而且是满有恩典，而且是高过摩西和律法，而且是神最清晰的启示。
And it is the Lord God who is making Christ known to us.
而是父神是让到基督给我们认识，表明基督给我们认识。
Which means we can never take any credit whatsoever.
因此我们就不能够有任何可夸的地方。
We are not behind as far as knowing God. It is God who's taking the initiative. God in His sovereign plan is making the Christ known to us.
我们是没有任何功劳去认识神，是神亲自将耶稣基督去表明给我们认识。
We should always consider Christ because God is making it known to us.
我们要常常思考耶稣，因为是神将耶稣基督表明给我们认识。
When we think of others who have yet to believe, let us remember God, and we hope that God would draw them near and make Christ known to them.
当我们思想到其他人是未认识神的时候，我们要记得神是表明耶稣基督，是希望他们去认识他耶稣。
Let us be clear in the book of Acts, it's chapter 2, verse 14, it says, There is salvation in no one else, for there's no other name.Under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved.
在《使徒行传》二章十四节嗰度讲到，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
And so, friends, I ask you, have you considered Christ?
啊，朋友们啊，你有冇去思考耶稣呢
？Have you believed in Jesus to be saved?
系有冇相信耶稣去得救呢
？And if you have considered Christ,Is that reflective in terms of in your life?
如果你有思考到耶稣嘅话，咁有冇喺你生命入边去反映到出嚟呢
？As we consider Christ, it should drive us in terms of more worship and more thanksgiving and devotion before God.
当我哋去思考耶稣嘅时候，就驱使我哋去更加嘅敬拜神，更加系去将时间啊投放喺同神嘅交通入边。
As followers of Christ, we are more than familiar.What is written in Philippians chapter 2 says, Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above all names, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
我们作为耶稣基督跟随者就要记得是这个的经文腓立比书二章里面提到因此神高举了他成为至高赐给他那超乎万名之上的名使天上的地下的和地底下的一切都全都屈膝跪拜在耶稣的名字前全都口里宣认耶稣基督是主把荣耀归给神
Brothers and sisters, we should always consider Christ because he is above all.
弟兄姊妹我们要常常思考耶稣因为他是超高过万有
We should always consider Christ because He is abounding in grace to us that affects our lives now and forever.
我们要常常思想耶稣，因为他是满有恩典，是影响我们现在的生命和将来的生命。
We should always consider Christ because He is the clearest manifestation of God to us.
我们要常常思考耶稣，因为他是神最清晰的展现。
And we should always consider Christ because God.Has made it known to us.
我们要常常思想耶稣，因为是神将基督表明出来给我们认识。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we come humbly come before you.
天父，我们是谦卑地来到你面前。
And Father, we know that the Lord Jesus is above all.
天父，我们知道耶稣这个名是超乎万名之上。
Father, we realize.That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Christ is Lord.
天父，我们知道万膝当跪拜，万口当宣认耶稣基督是主。
Father, at this morning, at this moment, and at this morning, Father, we want to do it willingly, devotionally, and lovingly.
今天早上，愿我们甘心地来到你面前去献上我们自己。
We pray that as we consider Christ, we consider Christ with all affection and worship.
我们也带着爱你的心，带着敬拜你的心，这样去思想耶稣。
As we consider Jesus, may it be reflected in terms of our life and our lips as well as our love.
当我们去思考耶稣的时候，求你去一路去思想我们自己所讲的、所行的。
As we consider Christ, may it be reflective in terms of the hope that we share with others.
当我们去思考耶稣的时候，让我们思考到将这个盼望去给到其他人。
So, Father, to you be the glory in Christ Jesus and in our lives forever.
天父，愿你的名德被高举，称造荣耀是归于你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.